Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today, I want to talk about how a famous actress is wading into Me Too and harassment in the workplace. Emma Watson, the actress best known from the Harry Potter series of movies as Hermione Granger, has taken on a new project. She has launched a free legal advice hotline for women in England and Wales who are experiencing sexual harassment in their workplaces. Women in need of some guidance on a workplace situation can call this new helpline for advice. The helpline is staffed by employment lawyers from a nonprofit called The Rights of Women, and women who call can get legal advice on what counts as sexual harassment according to UK law, how to go about filing a complaint against an employer, how to make a claim, and how to navigate settle agreements and non-disclosure agreements. And according to the Rights of Women nonprofit, this is the only specialist free legal advice line for women in England and Wales who are experiencing sexual harassment in the workplace. According to a statement, Watson said, "It's completely staggering to think this is the only service of its type, given that research has found that as many as one in two women experience some form of sexual harassment in the workplace. Understanding your rights, how you can assert them, and the choices you have if you've experienced harassment is such a vital part of creating safe workplaces for everyone, and this advice line is such a huge development in ensuring that all women are supported wherever we work." And while this type of a hotline seems to be desperately needed in the UK, where research has indicated one in two women has experienced sexual harassment, it's probably needed here in the US and in other places in the world as well. As much as this new hotline seems desperately needed in the UK, where, as I said, research indicates as many as one in two women has experienced sexual harassment in the workplace, it seems to be equally needed here in the US and probably other countries around the world as well. It's probably only a matter of time to a similar hotline pops up in the US, where the Me Too movement and the issues of sexual harassment in the workplace are forefront and top of mind for most employees and for most HR leaders as well. It will be really interesting to see how this goes in the UK and if this hotline or hotlines of its type spread to the US as well. Super interesting story. I'll put a link to the report in Fast Company in the show notes. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.